Happy New Year, Chickadee, and welcome to the Earth Realm Podcast, where we endeavor to awaken to our soul and integrate the truths of life, Mother Earth, Spirit, and the universe. My name is Ray, and I'm a medicine woman. As you may know, with the new year, we as human beings enter into a new cycle and a new set of energies. In conjunction with this evolution, there are new lessons and plans set into motion. This episode, I will touch upon some of the new energies, plans, and changes we can expect this coming year. By taking a look at what is transforming on a global and universal level, we can draw parallels with our individual lives. These larger plans trickle down into our personal lives and influence our reality. This impact can cover universal lessons being taught, changes being triggered, and even old wounds being healed. As human beings, we are connected, not only with each other, but with the whole of creation. This connection and interweaving of existence means that what happens globally and on a universal level relates to us as individuals. And conversely, we as human beings can not only influence people around us, but the whole of creation, either aiding in our collective healing and evolution or conflicting with it. This is why we are each of us special, unique, and powerful. It's why we matter, because the world we know today is the result of every single one of us. If you take any single person out of the equation, we would not be living in the same world. This connection that we share is not only where we see evidence of the world's influence on our lives and well-being, but it's where we discover our personal power. This power is our responsibility, for it is our free will decisions that either shape a positive or negatively impact on our surrounding environment. While our choices are our responsibility and they ask us to be accountable for our own lives, it is also the reason why we can test what we know and reshape our lives at any time. This personal power of choice means that we can choose a life filled with happiness and love. If you break it down even further, you discover our interconnectivity on an energetic level. While our actions and words have an impact, so does our energy. Einstein explains it through the equation E equals mc squared, where we learn of the connection between matter and energy, that matter or mass is essentially specific forms of energy, energy that takes the shape of a person, animal, or even a mountain. Science further provides us the truth of connection through the law of conservation of mass and the law of conservation of energy. Maybe you've heard that saying, nothing is ever created nor destroyed. Essentially, this saying is breaking down these scientific conclusions, teaching us that in life, energy can be reshaped and become new things, but it's never truly destroyed. This connection that we as human beings experience on an interpersonal and energetic level teaches us on a spiritual level how important the energies of the universe and Mother Earth are to not only the quality of life here in the Earth realm, but also the quality of our individual lives as well, which is why I love to dive into the energy surrounding us by using various tools and my channeling abilities. By taking a look at the energies transforming and coming into our new year, as well as taking a moment to consider the grand plan and journey the Earth realm is currently going through, we can get a better sense of what our year holds. This abstract and larger picture can then be redefined when we look at how it impacts us as human beings. Then each month I will do a tarot spread and channel some insight into the coming month. When you combine these readings with our weekly insights, you can begin to weave the energetic influence into your life. From this layered insight, you empower yourself through knowledge. By knowing what energies are present in your life, you can decide their outcome. Because while the energy is real, the potential influence is up to you. You, as the powerful human being that you are, can decide to work with the positive energies and mitigate and outmaneuver the more destructive energies. You have the power to decide what path in life you will take once you know what energies you are working with. But before we can get into what old and new energies will enter our environment this year, I want to provide you a brief overview of the grand plan the Earth realm is currently following. Then with this big picture, we can apply it to the energies coming in the year 2022. Just as there are designs and plans for us as individuals, such as a soul contract, there is a larger structure and design for the Earth realm and all of our inhabitants. On a personal level, we design a plan or soul contract for our lives. This is done in order to take the infinite potential of human life and narrow it down into a livable human experience. This plan is designed with our full knowledge as souls, with the aid and insight of spirit, our creator, our spirit guides, and other souls. This destiny, or the free will choices we made before birth, creates a roadmap for our individual lives. As a result, our spirit guides are better equipped to guide us and even prepare us for what is to come. And just like us, the Earth realm has a plan or journey that influences life and where we are heading. This universal plan not only addresses what is going on globally or with regards to our celestial family, but it also covers the large structure and design of creation and the evolution of humanity. While there are a number of layers and areas of influence creating the Earth realm we know, I will cover three of them here and include any relevant links in the description box below if you're interested in learning more. Those three layers will be the cycle of the zodiac, which comes from the tool astrology, the evolution of Mother Earth, which is a combination of channeled information as well as information that has been taught to me from healers that I see, as well as our numerological energies, which is from the tool numerology. To begin with, we are currently in a very dynamic and tumultuous time period within the zodiac cycle. Every 26,000 years, we complete a zodiac cycle. Essentially, we experience the influence of each zodiac sign and its shadow counterpart for roughly 2,160 years. Within each period, we have what's known as an age, during which the zodiac sign is in charge, teaching us different lessons and pieces of wisdom, and we as human beings do our best to learn. And like all learning, we can struggle and even encounter conflict between the previous age and the present one, or between the present age and the one that's coming in. Presently, we are transitioning from the Piscean age and into the Aquarian age. While each age lasts about 2,000 years, and the Aquarian age won't fully begin until around 2600, the transition in energy happens gradually in order to prepare and more softly expose humanity to this new energy dynamic. During these periods of transition, new light codes, archetypal patterns, laws of Earth, and rules to success get downloaded into humanity, but it is the free will choice of each person to decide how readily accepted and embraced they are. To add to this transformation, we are also barely 2,000 years into a new cycle. What I mean by this is that the zodiac journey or cycle lasts 26,000 years. And like a spiral, with each completion of the journey, we begin again. But while we begin with the Piscean energy again, we are at a higher level of the energy and knowledge. We're spiraling upward in vibration and knowledge, energy, healing. It's like we graduated fifth grade, and while we were following the same journey as before with regards to a start of a new school year, classes, schedule, lunch, recess, it is now at a higher level than we were before. We're spiraling upward. This higher level adds to the complexities and depth of knowledge and energy that we are experiencing at this time. While we are still living in the Piscean age, we are beginning to be exposed to the lessons and energies of the Aquarian age. Since we are each on our individual life journeys, there can be some conflict because for some people, they are focusing on learning the lessons of the Piscean age so that they not only learn them, but become ready for the Aquarian age. Others are not only ready, but really want the Aquarian age. These individuals can be older souls who have incarnated at this time to anchor the new Aquarian energies and help with the transition. But since we are all of us human, it can be challenging at times to accept and embrace the fact that others are not yet ready or interested in these new energies. While you and I might not know why another person is living their life differently, when we remember the truth of soul contracts, we can have faith that in the grand scheme of soul development and the earth realm's growth, that they are right where they are meant to be. As conflicting as it can feel, sometimes these conflicts create the catalyst we need for the growth and evolution that we are seeking. While I won't get into the specifics of each age, essentially we as human beings are in the process of learning to balance the individual with the collective. And it might not seem like a novel idea, but over 4,000 years ago, the human race learned the lesson of ego and the individual. Then it began to learn about the importance of something greater than the self and the importance of balancing polarity. In fact, these are lessons that we as individuals are still learning. And as we transition into a new age, we will continue to learn and grow and even relearn these lessons. By learning about the influence of the Aryan, Piscean, and Aquarian age, we can see the overarching structure and lessons that humanity has been in the process of learning. This knowledge can help us to understand and even aid us in accepting the transition we are in the process of. But as I said, I'm not going to get into the specifics here or we'd be here for hours. Instead, I've included some wonderful resources in the description box below. Moving on, we have the influence of Mother Earth. While we live in the Earth realm, we live on Mother Earth. This means that the health of the planet is directly linked with the health of the human race. And Mother Earth has chosen to evolve at this time as well. We see evidence of her healing and growth in the change of temperatures and the alteration to our central axis. Because Mother Earth has been home to humanity, she has provided us a classroom to learn lessons and have many varied experiences. At this time, the laws of success and the rules of Earth are transforming. Part of this transformation is coming due to the changing energies, and some of these changes are coming because of Mother Earth's transformation. One of the changes we are experiencing is the expectation of self-sacrifice. Long ago, this was a lesson that humanity needed to learn. And the healers and teachers who incarnated here taught that lesson really well, to the point where human beings learned it all too well. Now most people sacrifice at the expense of themselves, and we end up with unhappy people. Now, in order to be successful in life, we are learning the lesson of self-love. It is only after we address our own needs and wounds that we will be in a place to be mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually available and ready to support and help others. There is the common example of the airplane that it is only after we put on our own oxygen mask that we are available and able to put on someone else's. It is these shifts in energies, ages, and evolution that are shaking up what it means to live a human experience. While certain truths about humanity remain, other truths and ideas that come from culture and society are becoming outdated. This massive change can challenge and even frighten people, which is why developing a spiritual connection and taking the time to empower ourselves with knowledge is so important right now. With our connection, we know that we are being guided and protected, that we are safe and supported, and our knowledge helps us to navigate life here in the Earth realm. While these overarching plans and transformations provide us a big picture view of what on Earth is happening in the Earth realm, and this information can even help us in properly perceiving and navigating life, on a daily basis, there are other energies that play a more impactful role. One such energy is our numerological energy. Essentially, numerology provides us insight because this tool addresses the fact that numbers aren't just quantities, but traits as well. With each number, we are exposed to different vibrations of energy. Then it is up to us how we will interpret, honor, and even utilize this energy. Remember, we decide the potential influence. 2022 brings us a universal six-year energy. The number six is all about connection, family, relationships, harmony, and cohesion. In a cycle of nine numbers, the number six offers support in integrating what we have recently learned with what we already knew. With this overarching energy to our year, we all feel the influence of the sixth energy. This can present itself in levity, which we have not experienced for a while, because while the five energy of last year brought many bumps, twists, and turns, the sixth energy will bring an ease and potential for serenity. It will also bring our relationships to the forefront of our mind and focus. With old friends coming back into our lives and new connections being made, the importance of our interconnectivity with our fellow man can challenge us, bringing about greater learning and personal development. While some relationships this coming year will strengthen us, others are actually meant to challenge us. Whether it's been time away or separation, it can be easy to fall back into old patterns with old friends. This provides us the opportunity to learn inner strength and resiliency. Because just as the sixth energy is about relationships, it's also about integrating what we have learned. So honor your growth and transformations that have occurred since you last saw those people or as you enter into new relationships. While human connection and our interpersonal relationships take work and even at times require compromise, the sixth energy isn't about returning to old lifestyles, but about forward movement. This number six is all about the healing and reinvention of ourselves and our connections and relationships. Because the truth is, we change, we grow, and we evolve. We can see evidence of this in the zodiac cycle, which teaches us that we will be successful, happy, and healthy, and all of those other markers of a prosperous life when we reshape our life. Not only will we have honored ourselves and feel the contentment that comes when we are being true to ourselves, but we can also experience the joy and stability that comes with human connection. All in all, this universal six-year energy brings us the message of hope, that no matter how tumultuous the past has been, the potential and option for kindness and love still remains, and it is even supported in this universal energy. And if you wish to delve deeper into the influence of this universal six-year, check out the description box for Hans Dico's website, The Master of Numerology. You can also check out your personal year, month, and even daily number. With this personal insight, you can learn about the energy in your universal and personal environment this coming year and utilize this knowledge to better navigate your life. There's also a great tool on Hans's website that looks at the relationship forecast for you and another person. With this six-year energy emphasizing our relationships, you can learn how to better navigate the month with this relationship forecast calculator. With numerology and astrology, we can gain insight into the energies in our environment, but they are not the only influences. We as individuals, our spirit guides, our celestial family, and even our ancestors can influence our reality. So I'm going to pull a few cards from a couple of oracle decks to shed even more light onto what energies are influencing us in the year 2022. This will allow spirit and our spirit guides to bring up any energy relevant to our year. And to begin, I'm going to pull a single card from the Earth Magic Oracle Cards by Stephen D. Farmer. And I like using this deck because it connects us with the various elements within Mother Earth. And as I said, Mother Earth is our home that is not only a literal truth, but an emotional truth as well. If Mother Earth didn't want us here, we wouldn't be. She supports us, she sustains us, provides for us, nurtures us, protects us, challenges us. And in the end, she creates the human form that we incarnate into. She is the reason we as souls are able to come to Earth and have the life and experiences that we know. And this year, her emphasis and focus in transformation is the card Dance Celebration. And the imagery is of a beautiful tribal woman who is in the midst of a tribal dance. And we see this with the shells around her ankles that make noise, the beautiful white beaded bracelets, headband, belt, necklace. And she's in the midst of movement and joy, and her expression is one of exuberance and happiness. Here is a woman celebrating, and that is what the card says, celebration. And the presence of this card representing Mother Earth this coming year is letting us know that Mother Earth, who has undergone the trials that we have, who is in the process of healing and carries the markers of human beings being here, is in a process of celebration. And I know for a lot of people who are environmentally conscious, they can be very worried and concerned about Mother Earth and making sure that she is healthy, that we're not being destructive in our life here. And there's two messages happening with this card. The first being celebration, that Mother Earth is letting us know she's going to be okay, that she is in the process of healing, but it is going to be effective and productive, that because of her choice to evolve, because of our celestial family's choice to support her, because of the choice by our spirit guides, by spirit, by many of us here on Earth, as well as us as souls, supporting her, that she has what she needs to make this healing journey. The second message to this card is a reminder of old knowledge. If you think back to a time when the human race was more tribal. Yes, there was war and conflict on a human level, but on a connection to Mother Earth, tribes only took what they needed. They would kill an animal and use the meat, the fur, the hide, the bone. All of it would go to creating and sustaining their life. And this message we see in this card, not only in dance and celebration, but the fact that it's depicted with a tribal woman, shows us that we can live prosperously, we can live happily, and we can also do all of that honoring our connection with Mother Earth and living sustainably. This would be a card encouraging you this year to consider how you can change your lifestyle to better connect and honor Mother Earth. Is there a way you can recycle more or use less plastic or reuse things more than once as opposed to throwing them out? Is there a way that you can dance in celebration in your life while still honoring and living a life in connection with Mother Earth and honoring who she is? All right, the next deck I will be pulling from is Angels and Ancestors Oracle Cards by Kyle Gray with the artwork by Lily Moses. And I'm pulling three cards, and it's looking at the influence of humanity, of ancestors in this coming year. And what we're going to see is Arrow, surround yourself with protective energy. Traveler, move in a new direction. And Warrior, be fearless and stand strong. This reading is for us as human beings. And the message I'm getting here with these three cards is encouragement as well as a safety reminder from our spirit guides that with this traveler, and we see a woman with a map as the background, move in a new direction. There's this message, this core message in the middle card of choosing a new path in life. And that's what this podcast is all about. It's about transforming our life so that we increase the quantity and quality of our happiness, healthiness, and love while diminishing that fear, worry, concern, all of those more negative and challenging elements to life. We honor them, but we're not going to go out of our way to creating more of it. And it's about healing this pain and choosing a new path. And part of this message here, you can pull in the zodiac cycle. We are in the transitional phase between Piscean age and Aquarian age. And while we'll always be learning Piscean lessons and always be exposed to that energy, that focal point of energy is shifting. And the Aquarian is teaching us new lessons. And there's this card calling us to move in a new direction, to continue the journey. And it can feel counterintuitive because it's changing our focus, changing our lesson. But even though it feels like we're moving in a new direction, by embracing and continuing on into this Aquarian energy, we are actually moving forward, even though it can feel like a new direction. And this card here is encouraging you, not just with the Aquarian age, but maybe in your personal life, with things opening back up, having that pause and contemplation period that the pandemic provided. Where do you see your life going? Not what you are being asked of or what you think people will accept, but when you close your eyes and you open yourself to the truth of your heart and your soul, where do you see your life going? Where do you envision yourself? And with the warrior right next to traveler, we have be fearless and stand strong. And the imagery is of a warrior holding a sphere. He has the face tattoos marking his position and authority. And this card of be fearless and stand strong, to have this tribal face tattoo is in your face. It is not hiding away who you are or your status or culture. It is saying, this is who I am. And you can tell that and know this by looking me in the eye, by looking at my face. And the message here next to the traveler is teaching us that the universe is going to support you. To be fearless, to stand strong, is something that you are capable of, and it is something that you will be supported in. So where do you see your life going? What do you envision for yourself? How much happiness, how much love would you like in your life? And this whole podcast is about integrating new wisdom and changing our lives and improving our lives, sustaining this happiness, and we can do that together. But what that happiness is, where it comes from, is individual. It's based on who you are as a person. And our final card in this trio is Arrow. Surround yourself with protective energy. And it is just a reminder. I'm not getting the sense that it's a caution or a warning. It is just a reminder that while you are in a position to move in a new direction, that you can be fearless and stand strong. There might be some people around you who are not ready for the Piscean energy to leave, who are not ready to shine light on old wounds to heal them, or try new tools or new experiences. And that is not a reflection on you. It might be a challenge to help strengthen you. It might be just a fact because they're on their own life journey. Whatever the case may be with this card Arrow, surround yourself with protective energy. Just reminds you to take care of yourself, that as you travel in this new direction, do the smart and diligent thing and be proactive in your safety. Be proactive in your protection. You can do this with shielding and grounding, which is energy work. It's also the practical of locking doors or looking both ways before you cross the road. Whatever the case may be, this reminder from your spirit guides is saying that other people are not within your control. They're making their own choices with their own personal power, and you might not agree, and they might not agree with what you're doing. But whatever the situation might be, they are encouraging you to follow your heart and your dreams, to be fearless and stand strong, because you are protected by them. You are supported and guided, and you can support, protect, and love yourself as well. And all of that allows you to flourish this coming year. That even with relationships being an emphasis with this universal six year, you still matter, and what you desire still holds true. And when you combine the focus of honoring who you are without insulting other people in the process, live and let live, you will not only flourish, but you can still honor the connection you have with those around you. And the final card that I will be pulling is from the Healing Energy Oracle deck by Mario Duguay. And our card, the imagery, I love it, is of color and energy movement. And so it's very much about following your intuition and guidance. And just as I said that, I'm looking at this card, and not only am I seeing the vibrant purple background with this pink strong light in front, but this pink light is shaped almost like wings and a head. And I'm not getting the message of an angel, but rather taking flight in your dreams, in your heart, that you can soar and fly above the negativity, harassment, harshness, all of the destructive forces. You can fly above them in a way they do not need to touch you, that you can be grounded in light and love and prosper. And now I'm going to move my hand and we're going to see, wow, Our card message is peace, with the affirmation being, I am unwavering in the face of fear. I come to my senses and embrace the challenge. I am determined to think with gentleness and calm. I find inner silence and become a manifestation of peace. And that is very much the message I was getting looking at this card, this idea of flight, that if you go about doing what brings you happiness, you naturally live life in a different vibration, and you naturally won't be as affected by the hatred or the drama or the fear, because you're merely living your own life. You're not taking part. And that can be one of the challenges sometimes, is that we want to make sure that the fear goes away, or that we avoid confrontation. And so that's where we put our focus, except that where we put our focus is what we see, it's what we experience, and it's the message we send out to the universe. And so the universe gives us what we're seeing, what we're looking at, what we want to focus on. And so as counterintuitive as it might feel, when we stop paying attention to the drama and the fear, when we do what is necessary to be protected and safe, calling in our spirit guides, utilizing those shields, locking those doors, once we take care of the proactive and practical, we can turn our attention and focus to the peace, to the happiness, to the love. And because that is where we are putting our intention, where we are putting our focus, the universe is going to go, oh, that's what's important to them. That's what they're focusing on. So we're going to give them more of that. And so the universe is going to respond by giving us more of the happiness, more of the love. And just naturally, our life is going to transition away from that fear and hatred and travel more towards a life of compassion and love and happiness. And so if you take a moment to consider all we've covered and all of the layers of influence, we can see the overarching energies and influence to our year 2022. So we have the transition between the Piscean and Aquarian age. This means that when we look around us on a global level, within our country, within cultures, that there can be some conflict between the souls and individuals who are ready for the Aquarian age and the souls who are still wanting to hang on to the Piscean age. And with this potential conflict, you can choose to participate, or you can choose a path of healing and love. This is going to allow you to detach, to understand that what you're seeing going on around you, that it is us as individuals doing the best we can with this transition and learning. And learning can be messy. It can be hard. It can be something that we drag our heels about. I know I've done that personally myself. And when we look around us, if we apply this transition and this overarching plan and design to our perception, it'll help us not only understand what's going on around us, but accept it and even emotionally detach from it, so we don't feel so hopeless. Because there is a plan, there is a structure, and there will come a transformation and a healing from this, as bizarre and hard as it may be to conceptualize at this time. That through this faith, this understanding and connection we have with the earth realm, we may find harmony and a state of zen, even with the world trying to find itself. We can then also apply the understanding that Mother Earth is evolving, and that might mean changes in weather pattern, which we've been seeing a lot of. It can mean experiencing things in ways we never have before with the earth. So if that comes about this year, we can understand that this is Mother Earth doing what she needs to do to be safe, to be healthy and healing. So even if that extreme heat or extreme cold is a little challenging, think about that universal six energy, that relationship that we can compromise, we can learn to adapt and accept this change in temperature or weather condition because we know it's going to be helpful to Mother Earth, who is important to us. And as I said, you can then take it even farther down to our personal life of the Universal Six energy being about relationships. And you might have noticed that it isn't just about our relationships with people, but it's our relationship with animals, with the environment, Mother Earth, our celestial family, our spirit guides. All in all, we are not alone. And there are so many pieces and people and places where we can connect. And this connection is why we're here. And we can fully develop connection and the contentment that we get in feeling connection by opening ourselves up to the world, to people, animals, and we can increase the level of joy that we experience this year. Then we can also look at the relationship we have with ourself. This relationship, this self-love, can mean taking time for ourselves, holding true to the path that we want to travel, to the changes we wish to make, by supporting ourselves, that inner strength and courage, we not only experience the joy and contentment that comes when we honor ourselves, but our connection with other people becomes stronger because it is authentic. And this connection isn't between this person and how we present ourselves, but it's actually between two people. It is by looking at all of these layers of influence that we not only get a little bit of insight into the complexities that is human life, but we also can find guidance. And you're not required to learn astrology and numerology and the oracle cards and channeling in order to reap the benefits that this information provides. So if it was one or two things or one tool that really caught your eye, you can integrate it into your life to help shed insight into the year and what's going on. And when we better understand, we can be more proactive, learn the lesson a little bit faster, or heal a little bit quicker, accept, display compassion a little bit easier. My final message for you is a channeled message from my spirit guides, and I will read you what they had to say. First will appear littered with obstacles and require many steps and hard work. But if we remove the obstacle of ourselves, we will find that we possess the ability to fly through this year, not in speed, but in ease. The tools we require will be at our disposal, and we will be left with energy and resources to spare. This is what is available to us if this is the path we choose. And this message just reaffirms self-empowerment, the path we choose. We can choose in this coming year and all the years to come how we approach life, what we support, what we cultivate and maintain. We can choose. And it is through learning the healthy tools and skills, adopting these new perceptions about the Aquarian age and Piscean age soul contracts, that we cultivate our understanding of the human experience. And while we are human beings, that doesn't mean we're automatically born with this understanding of what life is and how it works and who we are and what will come. All of that is something that is knowledge available to us to a certain extent based on our understanding, but it is knowledge that we must seek out. We must choose to cultivate the knowledge and tools, the emotions and environments that will provide us the life that we desire. And it is within our power to do that. And this coming year, this channeled message is telling us that lots going to be happening. We're living in a transitional age. It will cover the whole of our lifetime, our children's lifetime, our grandchildren's lifetime. And so the obstacles, the challenges, the lessons, those remain. But how we experience them is up to us. That if we remove the obstacle of ourselves, that's our worries, our doubts, our desire for drama, we will find the ability to fly through the year, not in speed, but in ease. And when we live through the year in ease, that doesn't mean that it's boring. It means that it's filled with exciting experiences, wonderful connections, but it doesn't come with the fear, the worry, self-loathing, pain, that it comes in an ease, that stability, kindness, all of that energy potential coming with this universal 6 year. It is our choice. Isn't that wonderful? We can choose. And so whenever we fall off that path, trip, whatever the case may be, we can choose to step back onto that path of love and happiness. Thank you for listening to my 2022 forecast for this coming year. Let me know in the comments which layer of energy you resonated with most. And if you want to learn more about the energies present each week, please click on that subscribe button and I will see you next time. This is Ray.